בשוס הרבונם, בשוס הציבור החושף. One may ask, what is the topic of Tznius have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Of course, it's an important issue. There are a lot of important issues. Rosh Hashanah, as we prepare for Yom Adin, there are many different issues to address. Why is it that this issue is important to be addressed 3 days before Rosh Hashanah? I think it can be explained two ways. Yishir Hashirim, Shlom HaMelech says a pasuk, Yoinosi Bechag Ve'asela B'Seisa HaMadrega Harinies Marayech Hashmiinies Keilech Ki Keilech Orev Umarech Nove. The pasuk says, Harini, show me es Marayech, show me how you look. Hashmini, let me hear es keilech, let me hear your keil. Ki keilech orev, because your keil is very sweet. Umarech, and your way you look is nove, is nice. The Alshech HaKadosh explains the pasuk the following way. Harini es marayech goes on the Tzelem Elikim. Person has a Tzelem Elikim. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Ein chayera sheletes be'odom elem kein nidmalei kebe'ema. The pasuk says, Umarachem v'chitchem yel kol chayis ha'aretz. A person has a Tzelem Elikim, it throws a pachad, even on an animal. An animal should have fear. The neil be'guva arayis. We know the person has a Tzelem Elikim, and that she should throw a fear on all mazikim. But when a person loses his Tzelem Elikim, then he doesn't have anymore the Kedusha that he should have. How does a person lose his Tzelem Elikim? Let us see a davar nifla that it says in Alshech HaKadosh, Pshat in a pasuk in Parshas Noach. Shemen Yofes went to cover Noach. And we know they went achiranis, they went backwards. The Alshech HaKadosh asks, they could have just closed their eyes, there was no reason for them to walk backwards. Why did they have to walk backwards? And the Alshech HaKadosh says it of a nifla admiyit, that if their Tzelem Elikim that was on their face would have seen the way Noach was, that would have been poigim the Tzelem Elikim of Shem and Yefes. And therefore they had to walk achiranis, that the face that had a Tzelem Elikim shouldn't see something that was not in the right state. And of al nifla admiyit, what should we say in our day, that our, forget about a person that looks where he shouldn't look. We all try that we shouldn't see what we shouldn't see. But one walks the streets, and against his face there's so much degradation, so much immorality. And that's against the Tzelem Elikim that's on the person's tzura, on a yid as a Tzelem Elikim. How does he see to it that the Tzelem Elikim should stay the way it should be? That he shouldn't lose his Tzelem Elikim? The Rebbeinu Shlom says, Harini es marayich, let me see if you have a Tzelem Elikim. And then, Hashmi'ini es keilech, then I want to listen to your tefillahs. Ki keilech orev, when is your keil sweet? Only if marech is nova, says the Alshech. If your marech is not nova, then your keil is not orev anymore. If you don't have a Tzelem Elikim, then you don't have keilech atfilah. So what is the etzah? The pasuk in the Torah that tells us an eitzah which we have to use when it comes to Yomim Nairoim, when we want that the Rebbeinu Shlom should hear our keil, to the Rebbeinu Shem should be mekabel our tefillos. It says in Parshas Shemos, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in a teva, and Bas Paroi went and opened up, Vatiftach Vatireyu, Vihine Nar Beiche Vatoime Miyaldeyo Ivrimze. It says in Svarim that in this pasuk lies a Neiridike Skula, that there is one thing that can wash a person's psura and give him back a Tzelem Elikim, Dmois, tears. Vihine Nar Beiche, and suddenly it becomes back, Miyaldei HaIvrimze. Suddenly the Tzelem Elikim comes back. Rav Shlomo Kluger teaches a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, or the Bnei Korach, Mosai Ovoi Ve'eroe Pnei Elikim, Tzoma Nafshi Avemurdi Kitzmeus, Mosai, when will it be Ve'eroe be able to see Pnei Elikim? Teaches Rav Shlomo Kluger, it means, when will I be able to have back Pnei Elikim, a getlich etzura, etzura that hasn't it elikus, etzura that hasn't it tzelem? What is the etzah? Hoysali dimosi. I have an etzah of dmois. Dmois have a kerch to wash the tzura. Dmois have a kerch to wash the tzelem elikim. And then if it's harinias marayich, if the tzelem elikim is there, then ashminias keilech. And of course, this pasuk can be used for keil of shofar. We know that the keil of shofar has a special ability because it's not dibur. We are not using our keil hadibur. We're using our keil, the keil which is still pure. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Harini es marayich, show me how you look. Let me see your tzelem elikim. And then Ashmini is Keilech, then I'll be here your Keil. Because the Keil is not Orev, the Keil is not sweet by the remaining Shalom. If Marech, if the way you look is not Nov, if you don't have it Tzelem Elikim. That's for all of us. But there lies in this pasuk something that's so obvious. The remaining Shalom tells Bnei Yisrael, and tells the husbands of Bnei Yisrael, Harini es marayich, let me see how you look. Let me see you're standing by Tkiyah Shofar. You're standing by Tkiyah Shofar and you're ready to walk in lifnayu lifnim in front of the Borei Olam. The Gemara tells us a shofar shel para shouldn't be used. And one man the Amar says it can't be used because it's En kateger nase saneger, it reminds of the cheta egel. But we know that the cheta egel, zohav, is only a problem, lefnayu lefnim. And the Gemara says, shofar kiven de lezikore nasi, ke lefnim dami. Zogt Rav Yisrael Salantel, zogt the heiliges vasemes. You have to realize that when you're standing by shofar, you're in the same darga as the kohen gadol lefnayu lefnim. It's given this Zilkara in Kilifnim Dami. You're like the Kohen Gadol Lifnayu Lifnim. And all of us have some kind of shaykhis to go Lifnayu Lifnim Bashoifa. And before we can do that, before we can be Ashmi'ini Eskeilech, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says to us, Harini Es Marayech, let me see the dress that you're wearing. Let me see how you look. Let me see the Kedusha. Let me see that the Tzura should be a Tzura of Abbas Yisrael. Somebody showed me today a letter from a Bais Yankiv girl printed one of the publications. Everybody's preparing for Bias Mashiach. And she made a cheshbon, a very good cheshbon, a very simple cheshbon. With what am I going to be mekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu? Mashiach ulz leibe mare einov yishpeit. Mashiach will not have to look and see. Pasuk says that Mashiach is Moirech, he has a koyach of Reach, Moirech Vadoin. The Pasuk says that he'll be, the koyach of Mashiach will be not b'mara einov, not with his sight. But what then? He will smell koyach of Chush HaReach. What will I wear to be mekabel pnei Mashiach? And she went through her wardrobe and she saw, I will not be able to wear any of my clothes. Then she reminded herself, she has her uniform. With that she'll go be mekabel pnei Mashiach. But then she asked a very simple question. Is it right that that's the only thing that I could wear, that I could be mekabel pnei Mashiach? If I'm ready to be mekabel pnei Mashiach, kol rega v'rega v'rega, achakele b'chol yom sheyovei, how can I walk around with clothes that if he'll come, I'll be ashamed to face him? But when it comes to ki yesheifal, and we have to face the b'ra'ilam, we have to come in front of the b'ra'ilam with the sheifal, lefnayu lefnim, kivin lezikor nasik, lefnim dami, zok the b'ra'ilam, harini es marayich, let me see the way you look. Let me see that she be marech nova. Let me see that the marech should be nova. Because if not, it won't be keilech orev. And what do we have if not sheifal? What is our only hope if not ki sheifal? So of course tznius is a preparation. Of course tznius is a preparation for ki sheifal. Because tikkun of tznius, to be mekabel, to make the marech nova, to be taken nova, to it should look like it should look like a bat Yisrael is supposed to go dressed, is taken the achana that should be keilech aref, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should say, I'm waiting for your keil, I'm waiting to hear ki yeshayfal hashmi'ini as keilech. And truthfully, it's a very good night to be mekabel on ourselves, to be mesaken it. Because there's a word from a son of the Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Zusha, a myriadike word, a soine is posel eidus. A soine is called, Chazal tell us, kol shalei dibbe ima shleisha yomim. To go 3 days and you don't talk to somebody, it's a soine. Our biggest Yeshua on Rosh Hashanah is, when our soinim, the Yetzahara and all the Mekatrigim will not be able to talk in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And if 3 days we go away from the Yetzahara, then we have a sinner to the Yetzahara. And then we can come in Rosh Hashanah and the Mekatrigim apostle Eidus because they're a sinner. If we will be Mekabel tonight on ourselves, we will be Mekabel tonight on ourselves to put our foot down. To put our foot down that it will not continue anymore. But it'll be tage marech nove, and tell the Yetzahara that we will not listen to him anymore. Then he won't be able to be mekatrig when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, because it will be a seine. At least this Yetzahara won't be able to be mekatrig. There's another reason why tznius is a preparation for tkiya shofar. What is the koil of shofar? Rishonim, the Gaonim, tell us that one of the main reasons of Tkiya Shofar is to remember Matan Torah. To remember the Koil HaShofar of Matan Torah. That's what we have by Tkiya Shofar. We remember the Koil Gadol V'Le'Yosef, the Koil Gadol V'Le'Posak. We remember the Koil of Matan Torah. That Koil of Matan Torah is a reason for Scharim to hear Tkiya Shofar. What's the Koil that Isha hears in Tkiya Shofar? I think I want to be Matzia, which koil the Isha hears by Tkiya Shofar. We know that the Yom of Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation. Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha, we say. The creation of who? The creation of man, the 6th day of Briah. Today, Chaf Elul was the 1st day of Briah. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Rebbeinu Shalom created Adam and Chava. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, when one blows shofar, that's vayipach. That's the recreation of every human being. At that point, you get recreated. Chazal tell us in Parshas Emor, that in Rosh Hashanah, we come a Beria Chadosha. We get created again. So vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim is b'shas kriyas shofar, b'shas tkiyas shofar. When the Rebbeinu Shalom created an Isha, there's a neiridike medrash, and everybody should look up at the medrash inside and see what it says in medrash. But I'll tell you more or less the Lashon HaMedrash. I'll call Evel ve'Evel on every limb that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created from an Isha. I'll call Evel ve'Evel, Hafla ve'Fela. The Rebbeinu Shloim said, B'Shas creation, Havei Tznua, Havei Tznua. That's how our Isha was created. Every single Evel, the Rebbeinu Shloim said, Havei Tznua, Havei Tznua. I saw once in a Sefer Adava Nifla. What is the Baruch HaIsha says, Shosani Kiritzaynei? Which Shosani Kiritzaynei? She gives Shvach Vaidah to the Rebbeinu Shloim, that the Rebbeinu Shloim made me a Tznua like his Rotzein by the Bria. The Rebbeinu Shloim created me with a Rotzein of Havet Tznua, and that's what she gives Shvach Vaidah for. And we blow Shofar. And that's the time of Ayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim. That's the time when comes the creation of the woman. She has to hear in that shofar the koil of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam telling her again, Havei Tznua, Havei Tznua. That koil is repeated again. And for Isha, the touch of shofar is from the lashon of shufra, from the lashon of beauty. Because the beauty of an Isha is an Isha Tznua. And that's what she has to prove by Shofar. That's what she has to give the Rebbeinu Shloim by Shofar. Hearing the koil of Avei Tznua, and hearing the koil of the Shofar, which tells a person to have the beauty of an Isha, to be an Isha Tznua. Tznius is truthfully a topic which many say should be addressed to the Noshem Tzidkonis of our day. But the truth of the matter is that I have a different pshat in Shosani Kiritzaynei. There's a big difference between the teva of a ish and the teva of a isha. At least before Tznius, the walls of Tznius were brought down, and Noshem didn't enter the workforce. At least when Noshem was still, the way Noshem was still called Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, there was a big difference in an Isha and an Ish. An Isha B'Teva has an Rachna. An Isha B'Teva has an Bittul. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave an Isha the Koyach to be an Isha Ksheira Sha'isa Ritzayim Ba'ala. She gave her the koyach, the Rebbeinu Shloim gave an Isha the koyach of bittul. A man doesn't have that koyach. There is no man that could tell the Rebbeinu Shloim, I'm mevatul my rotzen to you, whatever you do with me, I'm maskim. An Isha could say, Shosani Kiritzaynei. Because she can be mevatul herself completely to the Rebbeinu Shloim and say, whatever you did with me, I'm making a bracha for it. Because an Isha has a mirdiki koyach of bittul. And the Noshim HaTzidkonis have a Moyudik Koyach HaBittul to want to be Tznuis and to give up the fashions of the world and to be true B'nois Yisrael. But they don't have the strength to withstand peer pressure. They don't have the strength to withstand the pressure from a sales lady in a store that does such damage and talks her into buying clothes that are not fit for her. They're probably the most at fault at the Peretzis and Tznius, more than anybody else, are those who work in the stores and sell our wives and daughters clothes that are not ready to wear. They tell them it looks nice on you. You can swim in a larger size. This is what you need and this is what you have to wear and try it on again. I'm telling you, it's good, it's good, it's good. And then they go and buy it. Rachmana Litzlan, as the Rav pointed out before, very clearly, there are times that the husband sends a message. Maybe he has the busha to say it openly. But I can tell you, not once, not twice, not three times, did an Isha Ksheira call me up and ask me, am I mechuyev to wear what my husband asks me to wear? even though I was taught in school it's not sneezdik. Not once did I get such a call, not twice, not three times. So there's a problem. And Isha, there's Tznua, and Beteva, she wants to listen. And Beteva, she wants to be Muchna. But she has to face certain pressures, peer pressures from the street, pressure from the salespeople, sometimes internal pressure. So whose avid is it to give her the koyach to withstand? Who is there to give her chizuk to withstand all the pressures? To withstand the pressure of being called by some people, you're a neb, you go dressed like a neb. To withstand the pressures, like we said, other pressures. That's the avodah of the Baal HaBayis. To instill the koyach that al yevesh min amaligim olav, don't be ashamed from those who make chizuk of you. Withstand the pressures. Your beauty is to be a Bas Yisrael. Your beauty is to be a Tznua. Let us understand how false going after the fashions of the world is. The most common answer of an Isha that goes dressed, not sneezdik, when she's told that she's machshel sarabim, she's over lifnei iver, and a lot worse than lifnei iver. She's machshel sarabim mamish. She brings people idei aveira. She brings people idei hira aveira. She brings people to chas v'shalom go do aveiras. And the answer is, I'm not asking them to look. They're supposed to act the way they're supposed to act. What do you want from me? That's the answer that every Isha that doesn't dress sneezdik will answer. But let us think a minute. Let us think a minute. Why do people buy these clothes? Why do people buy these clothes? Because it da'a shmutige gemeina goy. I'm a novel in Ashege, it's a fashion designer that decided that this is what's going to go in 2008 and this is what's going to sell in 2008. And on what does he base his achlota on? On which clothes is going to go and catch the eye of people more? That's exactly what he bases his achlota on. Nothing else, that's what it's sold for. And if not, it's not sold. If not, it's not designed. If not, it's not, you don't manufacture it. So how could you say that you're buying it because you don't want to catch a person's eye? When it was only created to catch a person's eye? In America, hypocrisy is something that's looked down on. We're all such true people. Hypocrisy, that's one of the worst things that there are in America. There's no greater hypocrisy than saying in the morning, "Besimcha tzuma brocha b'shem u'malchus shelo yosani goy." You say it with such simcha, with such stoltzkeit, shelo yosani goy. And then, what do you buy? What the goy adores. What the goy says is nice. That's what you go and buy. That's the hepach of a shelo yosani goy. That's the hepach of what you're doing. There's no greater hypocrisy than that. Who is going to teach our children? Who's going to teach our daughters? Who's going to give them the appreciation of what it means to be a Bas Yisrael? What it means to be a Bas Melech? That's our job. It's our job to bring them to realize what it means to be Benois Melachim, what it means to be children of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the truth is that a wife will not be a princess and a daughter will not be a princess if the father is not a prince. Doesn't only go over in Inyanei Tznius. Hanhaga of a person. If a person's hanhaga is the hanhaga of a prince, he acts like a prince, then his wife will act like a princess. And if a mother and father act like a prince and a princess, then the children learn to be princes. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Musar Hashem b'ni al temos. Poshet pshat, Musa Hashem, the Musa of the Rebbeinu Shalom, my son, don't be memayis. Don't push it away. But when you say the Aveda, says a pshat, which all of us has to put away and remember. Musa Hashem, you know what the Rebbeinu Shalom tells you, Musa? One word the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us, Musa. Beni, remember you are my child. Remember who you are. Al Timos. You'll ask sometimes, where does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Show me where this says that you're not allowed to do. Show me where it says that you're not allowed to do this. A prince doesn't have a Shulchan Aruch. A prince knows, it's a past nicht. A prince knows, I as prince don't do these things. The peasant, the pauper can do it. But I'm a prince, and a prince doesn't do such kind of things. The Rebbeinu Shalom's Musar is, remember who you are, remember Bani, remember you are a prince, and Al Timos, you can't do Dvarim Mu'usim, you can't do a Dvarim Mu'us because you're a prince, and a prince doesn't do a Dvarim Mu'us. So truthfully, it all starts by us. Today's day and age of dressing down, the Shprach in the world of dressing down, of taking off formality, I told my balabatim, you want your wives to go dressed sneezdik, wear a tie. What does one have to do with the other? It's very poshut. It's very simple. If you will dress as a prince, you will not go around dressing down. You'll dress mitchivus. You'll go dressed and you'll be margish that you're a prince. She'll be margish, she has to dress as a princess. You can't walk around like a shloch and then tell her you have to dress sneezdik. It doesn't go together. So it really starts by us. It really starts by us to give them the impression, to teach the impression in the house that we are princes, we are banim atem l'shem alekeichem, we are children of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that's mechayiv us to act like a prince and a princess. The whole anhaga is a different anhaga. The truth of the matter is, there's a very big misconception what sneis is. I think the Rav before alluded to it. Tznius is a dress code. Tznius is aloches, this yes, this not. That's not true. A person can go dressed according to a dress code and still not be a tznua. Because tznius means not catching an eye. Tznius means not attracting. Tznius means to be a tznua. That's what tznius means. And that goes a lot further than a dress code. And that goes a lot further than only what the Isha does. That goes also how we act. There are things that people do that are hepecha tznius in their actions, and how they act one with another, how a man and a wife act in public, ukedema, that also goes into tznius. Because that's the hepech of tznius. And that a person has to remember. We live in a generation that we get impressed by what goes on around us, even if we don't want. There's a sefer from the Ran, Allah Teira, till Pashas told this. And he asks Akasha in Pashas Noyach, why is it, or how is it, that the behemoths were makalkal? A behemoth has no pchira. We know the Beis Halevi addresses the Kasha. But the Ran says almost what the Beis Halevi says, but he says it differently. The Ran says that there's atmosphere, there's avir. And if the avir becomes makalkal, because people act the way they act, then when the animals breathe and they take in that avir, they become mushpa from that avir. So what are we to say? We live in a dir amabul. We live in a dir that the degradation and the immorality of the dir, we take in so much, we get so impressed about what goes on around us. So we need much more chizuk than any other dir. We need to be mechazik ourselves. We need to strengthen ourselves. We need to make more gedorim and siyogim. Because we have to build a greater wall between us and the street, between us and the avir of the street, that we shouldn't get damaged and be permeated by that avir. And that lies on us A meyedike chayv to work on it. A meyedike chayv to work on it. But let us go a little bit further and understand what tznius is all about. In Igeres Hagira, there's a line in Igeres Hagira. Igeres Hagira b'chlal is something that I think every isha should learn, because there's a lot of musa there that the goyin wrote for his wife and his children. But I want to read three lines in Igeres Hagira. Ahuvasi imi. At the end of the letter, the Gra addresses his mother. Ahuvasi imi. Yodati she'ein chatzricha lemusa sheli. I know that you don't need my musa. Why not? Not because the goyin is not going to tell the musa. The goyin is going to say, why not? How would we end the sentence if we were given a test, and we were given the test to fill in the blanks? What would we write? Ki, for what reason don't I have to tell you, Musa? Ki yirei shamayimat, ki tzedekisat, zok deheilege goyin, ki yodati, ki tznuat. So, you don't have to say Musa on tznius. There's still Lashon Hara. The whole Geres Hagra talks about Lashon Hara, talks about Dibur. There's still other things. There's a lot of other averis in the Torah to say Musa about. What is the goyin telling his mother? You, I don't have to tell Musa ki tznuat. So Rashi in Masechta Seita. Rashi in the beginning of Masechta Seita, when he talks about zivug lefi maisov. So Rashi says, for a tzaddik and a rasha, what a tzaddik gets and what a rasha gets. Zok t'chashi lefi maisov. How would you write? Tzaddik is le tzaddik. Shteit Rashi tznua le tzaddik. Not tzaddik is le tzaddik. An isha's maila is one maila. Tznua. That's her maila. In goyin shteit achidush nifla. An isha that's a tznua is 100%, has no other problems. She's ogi eaten from the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah can't enter her. There's no problem by her relation hara. There's no other problems. If she has other problems, it's a raya. She's not a tznua. Because the goyin says that if the reason he doesn't have to tell his mother, Musa ki tznuat. And the goyin goes to Shitosai. Because there's another nusach of Igeres Hagra, the nusach of Aram Tseva. And there the goyin says, a chidish nifla. What is the Eitzah against the degradation of the street? We all know what the Eitzah is. Kvi Sittim La Teira. There's no other Eitzah. Teira Agdeisha. That's our only Eitzah. A young man that learns Ablat Gemara, a young man that learns Teira in the morning and at night, has the Kli Zion to fight the Eitzah. What is the Kli Zion of an Isha to fight the Eitzah? Let's listen to a Lashon of Agoyin. The Goyin in the other Nusach of Igeres Hagra says, Tavlin Shaloi Lizchorim Eisik B'Teira. What you have to fight the Yetzirah is Torah. What does the Isha have to fight the Yetzirah? So the Goyin, Tznius is her koyach to fight the Yetzirah. So the Goyin said very clearly, a Talmud Chochem, you have to tell Musa. Chazal tell us no. Chazal tell us, in the Isha Talmud Chochem, Shah Vaveira, Bidua Shah Satchuva, Vade Yah Satchuva. A isha that's a tznua has the same koyach as a Talmud Chacham. That's her koyach to protect herself in the Yetzirah. So I'm asking you, you want your daughters to be protected from the Yetzirah? You want your daughters to be protected from the Yetzirah? Of course. Of course you want your daughters to be protected from the Yetzirah. Nobody wants to get a telephone call in the middle of the night that the daughter was found somewhere in the street. Nobody wants to hear, Rachman al-Litzlan, what we hear from children that veer off from the Derech HaTorah, from girls that veer off from the Derech HaTorah. Nobody wants to find out that their daughter ran away with somebody. Chas v'chalila, it shouldn't happen, kashum yiddish ishtub. What is their protection against the street? What is their koyach of your daughter to grow up to be an isha, to be an isha ksheira? Comes to Adlokas Neiris, veint min avilob man elich a kind. How could the daughter fight the street? Zog the goyin, there's one koyach to fight the street. Tznius.
An Isha Tznua has all the koiches to fight the street. So of course we have to see that our children should be tzniistic. Of course it lies on a father to see to it that a child goes dressed tzniistic. Because he wants that she should grow up to be an Elch HaMedel. He wants she should grow up to be an Elch HaBas Yisrael. But remember, there is no child in the world that will dress tzniistic when she sees that her mother doesn't adhere to Elch HaTznius. Can't be! And that alone is enough to impress the mothers of our daughters. Do it for your child. There's a lot we give away for our children. Do this for your children. You want your children to grow up to be erlich. You want your children not to grow up to run to the streets. You don't want them to have the trials and temptations of the street, and the tribulations of the street, the nisyanis of the street. Tznius is their protection. The Goyim tells us that tznius is their protection. If tznius is their protection, why shouldn't we give them that protection? Why shouldn't we give them that protection? Let's give them that protection. So let the mothers of these girls show them the way. Let them show them the way. Let them show them the way that they'll go to their closet before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, look over the clothes and throw away clothes. Do you know what kind of schus that will be for the Ribbono Shel Olam by the Ribbono Shel Olam Rosh Hashanah? Do you know what that means, that Rosh Hashanah you'll come Yom Adin, and they'll come up and Malach and say, you know what this woman did Erev Rosh Hashanah? She went through her closet and she picked out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is not Roy for Bas Yisrael. She threw it in the garbage. Do you know what kind of schus that'll be for Yom Adin? There's no greater schus in the world than that in Yom Adin. Mesiras Nefesh, but the Reinu that's called Mesiras Nefesh, going against the stream, going against what the street wants, showing that you have Gvura, showing that you're listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no greater schus. And who doesn't need schusim in Yom Adin? Who doesn't need that when it comes Yom Adin, he should have schusim for the Ribbono Shel Olam? And there's no greater schus than showing that you're ready to give away for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're ready to be makriv yourself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're ready to do something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let us make a cheshbon. Let us make a cheshbon of what we spoke about. Let us make a cheshbon of what we have to give over to our children, what we have to give over to our wives, what it means to be an Isha Tznua. The difference of a tefillah of an Isha Tznua. The Shmi'ini is Keilech. The Keil of Isha Tznua the Rebbeinu Shem listens to. The Keil Shofar that comes from a Kehila that the Noshim are Tznuas. The Keil Shofar that has to be heard. The Dibur of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam of Avei Tznua. To listen to that Dibur. Take out a medrash, show it at home, show it that the Ribbono Shel Olam created a woman with the rotzayin of Avei Tznua. You know what kind of impression that will make on them? You know what kind of impression it will make that was the whole tachlis of the Ribbono Shel Olam, was one tachlis of Avei Tznua. And then bring out how much tznius is a protection for them. It's a protection, how much it protects them, how much it saves them. We don't have to say very simple diburim, clothes that catch the eye, don't only catch the eye of Yidden, they catch the eye, or Rechmon al-Etzlon, of people that can be trusted. If you go dressed not sneezdik, you don't know who will set an eye on your child. You don't know who will set an eye on your child. You don't know what will happen to your child. Because if she catches the eye of a guy in the street, you don't know what he can do to her. You don't know what an immoral person can do to her, Rahman al-Islam. So why should you put her into such dangers, such practical dangers? Why should you put her into such a danger? Besides everything else, practically speaking, it doesn't make sense to put a child into such danger. And if you don't want to put your child into such danger, the only one who could teach them to go tzniezdik, to be true Isha Tznua. And again, that doesn't mean to dress tzniezdik, to cover the goof. It means not to attract, not to wear clothes that attract, not to wear clothes that are tight, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. It means to go dressed without attracting somebody. And if that's what it means, that's what we have to do. And if we'll do that for the Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll do that pu'ula for the Ribbono Shel Olam, You have no idea what kind of schutz that will be in Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbeinu Shem should give all of you a ksiva chsimeteva and a good givenchit yo.